I'm Laura Winters. Brand new this hour, we learn the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, estimate Hamas holding more than 120 hostages in Gaza, and there's been a pause in the massive ground invasion planned as concern grows at this hour as to the exact whereabouts of the hostages and a precise plan to get them out. Meanwhile, targeted airstrikes continue. Also new this hour in the headlines, we learn that Republican Jeff Landry, who was endorsed by former President Trump, wins the Louisiana governor's race. But more now on our top story, Israel at war.
More than 1,300 innocent lives lost in Israel, including at least 27 Americans. Children and grandparents alike kidnapped, held hostage by Hamas.
Now, as for President Biden, he was at the annual Human Rights Campaign dinner in Washington, D.C. last night, talking about the week of war.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Innocent Palestinian families and the vast majority have nothing to do with Hamas. They're being used as human shields. Anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia. They're all connected.
Other developments, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, appear to be on the verge of significant ground operations and say they killed the Hamas terrorist who plotted the murder and kidnapping of Jews at the festival and nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting soldiers near the Gaza border who are heading into battle. The United States sending a second carrier to the Mediterranean. The U.S. will be evacuating Americans by sea on Monday from Haifa in northern Israel. Reuters reporting one of its video journalists killed in the conflict, six other journalists hurt in southern Lebanon when the group hit by missiles. This is USA News.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms, from USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Capitol Hill now, where House Republicans on Friday nominating Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan as their new nominee for Speaker. After nominating him, the conference taking a second vote to gauge support for Jordan now that he's the nominee, but he fell far short of the 217 votes he needs on the floor. Following the second vote, lawmakers breaking for the weekend, a vote on the matter could come as early as Monday night. More now from USA's John Schaefer.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House. That vote has not yet been scheduled. I'm John Schaefer.
In Las Vegas, thousands of union cooks, bartenders, bellmen, laundry, and kitchen staff headed out Friday to picket in front of some of the biggest resorts as they continue to negotiate with MGM, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. They want more money and better working conditions. The union's Ted Papa George says negotiations have not been going well.
It's the workers that got them through the pandemic, and it's the workers that have led them to these incredible profits.
The union says the pickets are a warning to the resorts that if they can't come to a deal, a strike could happen in the next few weeks. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.